being that we don't have too many Svarim here, which is, I think, an understatement. So we're going to say a shmooze on a simple Rashi, which I like anyway. So the Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha, Rashi says in Pasuk Gimel, Aleph Gimel, we learn out from this pasuk that it says that Moshe said this on the end of his life, in the 40th year, that Moshe waited to give Cholchocha till right before he died. Where did he learn this from? Mi Yaakov. He learned it from Yaakov. Because he only gave Cholchocha to Reuven right before he died. That's in Parshas Vayechi. Omar, Yaakov said, Reuven b'ni, Reuven, ani omer lecha, mipnei mado achatiyah kol Hashem alado, why did I wait? Kidei shelo tanicheni, because I was in order that you shouldn't leave me. Now, if I would have given you tochocha earlier, there was a danger that you would have left me. V'teilech v'tidbak be'esav achi, and you would join Esav, my brother. When they are varme mochin the other mitzami, so there are four reasons you don't give tochacha before the misa, and Rashi enumerates a few different reasons. Okay, so the first move is very obvious. I think everyone probably, if you look at the Rashi, right, the typical shmooze, who are we talking about? Rashi says beferish that Yaakov did not give tochacha to Reuven immediately. Because in order that you shouldn't go ahead and join Esav, my brother, which is obviously a plea atzuma. Yeah, Reuven is a tzaddik. Even when Reuven did the Aveira, Chazal say, so which means that Reuven didn't really do an Aveira. So there was some kind of tain on him. Now the Reshiva chat, it happens to be a machloikas in people, but the pasuk says that Reuven went ahead and had bia with his father's wife. So the Gemara says ko omer Reuven chata ein had a taya, and it brings a raya because the pasuk, the very next pasuk says that there were the list of shvatim, and it puts them all together. So mechlal that they're all equal. So the shaila is if he wasn't chayta, so but the pasuk says he was mishkav. So the Gemara says bilbo mishkei aviv. So there are those people that want to learn that the gade Reuven and his super high madrega, it was the equivalency if we would have been mishka having bia with our mother father's wife. Tyrek teaches up the avera. But Reshiva the Tzal was very mad against that because he says Chazal Omer say Ko Omer Reuven Chota Ein Eretaya, and Chazal say that Reuven was on the same madrega as the other Shvatim. So obviously, even on Reuven's own madrega, it wasn't a chait. There was some dake said even for Reuven it wasn't a chait. So especially if they're like the Reshiva the Tzal, that Reuven didn't even do a chait kemat, even if he madrega so. He's still on the same madrega as the rest of the Shiftei Kah. And now Yaakov is going to give him Musar. So Reuven, you give Musar, you should say thank you. What does Rashi say? That Yaakov was nervous. If he would have given him Tochocha, there was a danger that he would go ahead and leave him, and he would go and join Esav. Such a far-fetched. So it doesn't mean, therefore, he didn't give him Tochocha. He did give him Tochocha, but he waited. As apparently, if he didn't have an opera chance to wait, he would have to give him Tochocha right away and take that to gamble, because it's important to give Musar. But since he had an opportunity to wait, so he waited, because it's better to wait, because there's a danger. So the kasha is, the obvious kasha, what kind of danger? Reuven at Tzaddik is going to go ahead and become non-religious, right? Going to become totally non-religious. Yidbak be'ez of Ochi doesn't mean on a dakis level. Yitzhak Be'ezav Ochim is going to become totally non-religious because Yaakov hurt his feelings, because Yaakov insulted him, because Yaakov criticized me. So obviously you see the danger of criticism. But what I think the real pshat is, you see pshat is that al pidin, a person has to be nervous about even far-fetched possibilities. Of course, it's very, very, very far-fetched that Reuven would go ahead because Yaakov gave him criticism and maybe Reuven would get insulted and feel it was unwarranted. He would go ahead and say, that's it, I had it with this religion, I'm switching to a different religion. It's so far-fetched, but it's a possibility. Just because something's far-fetched doesn't mean it's not a possibility. It's a possibility. Even a tzaddik can go ahead and get, in a split second, something can happen and it can be turned into a rasha. It's possible. And since it's possible, we have to worry about it. I think that's the real chiddush here, is that we have a tendency to think that things that are unlikely, we don't have to worry. Don't be a nutnik. Don't be crazy. Don't be a nervous meshugana. It's not likely. It's not going to happen. Why do you have to worry? The answer, if that happens to be true, if the worrying is going to cause problems, if the worrying is going to get you neurotic, get you anxious, but if you can solve the problem very simply by you can delay the tochacha till later, then you're supposed to worry. Person, you're supposed to worry even about small possibilities. This might be 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 10,000, 1 out of 100,000, but it exists. The possibility exists that Reuven could go off the derech from Yaakov's tochacha. But I got to give him tochacha. So you don't say, well, okay, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. So Yaakov cheshbon, he was nervous about it, said, oh, I have a solution. I'll go ahead and I'll give him the tochacha later. And I solved all the problems. Okay, I think there's two more chidushim in this Rashi. Once we're stopping on this Rashi, they're somewhat similar. First of all, this may be just a quick fetch. Rashi says, "Vatedek v'tidbak be'es of ochi," that Yaakov says that Yaakov didn't give Reuven tochacha, k'dei shelo ticheni v'tedek v'tidbak be'es of ochi. So just a fetch. Why does it say es of ochi? This is not the time. Yaakov doesn't have to tell Reuven that Esav is his brother. He should say, "Kishosho the tavik be'esav." So I think this time, it explains the danger. The way it would work, if Reuven would go ahead and get frustrated from Yaakov's criticism, the danger, and he would go ahead and be nidbak in Esav. The reason he would do that is because he's ochi. In other words, Reuven could rationalize that it's not so bad. I'm not throwing out the whole religion. I'm joining Esav. Esav is also Yitzchak's son. It's also part of this. It's the same religion. Okay, it's a little different Messiah, a little different Shita, but it's basically the same thing. So Yaakov was being madgish the problem. The problem is that there's a danger of tidbak be'esav ochi. Not that you be tidbak be'esav. Of course, you would never be tidbak be'esav. God, what Reuven, that's not even a possibility. But once it's esav ochi, a person can go ahead and rationalize, this is also Yiddishkeit. Okay, it's a different version, but it's the same. So this one fits with me better. Okay, that was agav. The second thing is, the next other is that Rashi, the Sitzei Chachamim asks a kasha on Rashi, that there seems to be a steer in Rashi, Mineyu Bey. Rashi says, where did Moshe didn't give Tochacha Samach Lemisa? Mimi Lomad Mi Yaakov. He learned this from Yaakov, because Yaakov didn't give it. And then he says the reasons why Yaakov did, it gives these reasons. And then they said there are four reasons why you shouldn't give, you should wait to give tochacha. So he asked the kasha, so if there's logical reasons, it's not a gzeiras akasev, it's So reasons. Why? How did Yaakov know not to give tochacha? He figured it out, miseicho. So how do you know that Moshe learned from Yaakov? Maybe Moshe also figured it out from his own seicho, just like Yaakov figured it out from his own seicho. So the Sitzei Chachamim says that all the reasons that are given why you shouldn't do it, you should wait to give the tochacha until later, does not apply by Moshe. That's what he says. Because for example, the reason that maybe you'll quit, because clients were in the midbar, they know where to go. So he goes through that, all the different reasons. So Yaakov went ahead and didn't give the tochacha till Samach L'Misasa, because he figured out logically, because he had good reasons. But Moshe couldn't have figured out logically because he didn't have good reasons, because these reasons don't apply. So why did Moshe do it? Teretz is because he learned from Yaakov. So the obvious kasha, which is pretty obvious, is, but if Yaakov only did it because of the reasons, and the reasons didn't apply, so Moshe shouldn't do it. You learn from Yaakov, but Yaakov's reasons doesn't apply. If Yaakov would have been in your situation, he wouldn't have done it. So you're learning from Yaakov. That's ridiculous, Pashtus. You're learning, Yaakov did it, so I'm going to do it. But Yaakov only did it for reasons. See, Manashok, if Yaakov's reasons apply, so then Rashi has no way of knowing that you learned from Yaakov. And am I the whole way Rashi knows that Yaakov, Moshe learned from Yaakov, because all of Yaakov's reasons don't apply. So what's Moshe doing learning from Yaakov? Moshe was just as smart as Rashi, and Moshe knew that Yaakov did it for these reasons, and he knew that these reasons didn't apply, so he shouldn't do it. So I'm pretty sure, I don't know if the Rishiva said it here, but I heard the Rishiva say in other places, that Chad is that there, he used to say that there's two types of Messiahs. The Iker Messiah is that you don't imitate what your Rebbe did, you follow the logic. That's the Iker Messiah. And if the situation changes, then you obviously change with your behavior. But he said that there are times that even if you imitate the same motions, even if there's no logic. Why? Because it's a chinuch ha-musar. Person has to do chinuch ha-musar. Since Mesira is so important, and it's not so pasha to follow Mesira, so a person should try and follow Mesira even when there's no reason. The example we have is that it says that I think it was Rabbi Akiva, that they were Talmidim, a Shmai of Italian, that didn't pronounce certain sounds properly, so he also didn't pronounce it. If you're, was that right? It was Rabbi Akiva? Anyone remember? What? Who, Hiddo? Maybe it was Hiddo, okay. Hiddo was a Talmud Shmai of Italian, okay. So in other words, that Shmai of Italian, where I think where he says were Gairin, so they didn't pronounce certain sounds properly. So the Talmud also didn't pronounce. It was ridiculous. And the Rebbe didn't, there wasn't a sheet that you should mispronounce the words. The Rebbe mispronounced the words, right? Right? The Rebbe mispronounced the words. So why is that Mesira? It's not Mesira, but it's Chinuch HaMusar. It's a way of connecting yourself to Mesira. So you imitate your Rebbe even when it makes no sense. I'm going to mispronounce the words like he mispronounced the words, because then it's a kal v'chomer. Madach, I imitate my Rebbe. Even things that don't make sense, so surely I'll follow when he makes sense. So which means that Moshe Rabbeinu, that's shot here, there's really, according to the rules of Messiah, there's no reason for Moshe Rabbeinu to do what Yaakov did. Because Yaakov had a good reason. You know why Yaakov did it. Yaakov's reason doesn't apply here. So why should you do it? Teretz is, so Moshe is doing it, L'chaira, you have to say, the same answer that we said, the Rashi used to say, is that Moshe did it, it's chinuch ha-musar, to mechazek his connection to Mesira. See, when Moshe has to mechazek his connection to Mesira, okay, one thing we have to worry about connecting to Mesira. But Moshe has to do chinuch ha-musar, and this is according to that, you know, he's worried about that maybe he's not going to follow the Messiah. So it's a similar Yisai, that just like we're saying that Yaakov has to be nervous then maybe Reuven might go off the derech, because you never know. It's a possibility. You got to be nervous. So Moshe has to be nervous that he's going to go off the derech. So it's a possibility. And therefore, he has to be nervous. He has to take precautions. What's his precautions? To do chinuch hamusar, to knock into his head that he's going to, that the concept of the Messiah. So with the basic shmuz, both shmuzim is it a basic concept that we're obligated to worry about far-fetched possibilities of going off and to make precautions. And I think it's a very important thing, especially at this, it says in the Svarim that there are people think that everyone has the same Yetzirah, which obviously is not true. But what's not true is that there are certain different Yetzirahs come with different ages. In other words, the Yetzirah is nuts. Obviously, older people also have a Yetzirah for nuts. But the taiva of nuts is much stronger when you're younger. It's a Beferesh or Medrash that says that there was a Marganusa that said, how is it possible that Yosef was 17 and he wasn't Chayta? Apparently, 17 is a much stronger taiva. So there are different taivas. There's taivas young kids don't have certain taivas. They get older, they have taivas. Kids, when they're young, they have a taiva for lollipops. You get older, you don't want a lollipop anymore. Then you want a steak. You get older, you don't want steak anymore. Right? There's certain taivas. COVID, they say, the taiva for COVID comes more when you get older. Certain different taivas come at different periods of a life. So one of the things that everybody says, that one of the nisyonos that is more prevalent by younger people is a nisyon of being reckless. Right? You say this in the geisha world, that there are so many more car accidents by young people, right? The insurance, car insurance by young people are much higher. Once you pass a certain age, automatically your car insurance goes down. Why? Because it's a known thing that young people below a certain age, they're reckless. So it's just like they're reckless in when they drive, they're reckless in their ruchnias. You just have to walk in this neighborhood, the way that people drive is amazing. The way that people walk in front of cars is also amazing. But, right, there's a certain recklessness people take. Probably nothing's going to happen. Probably. But what the Chazal here are teaching us is that al pidin, a person is not allowed to rely on probably. A person has to take precautions. You have to yeruchnias, just like when it comes to gashmias, you have to be worried. Right? I was in a taxi today, and the taxi told me, put on your safety belt. You see, it was Macbeth. He wasn't worried about the safety. He was worried about the 250 shekel fine. But the person has to be worried. You know, you're supposed to really worry about safety. What's the chances you're going to get into a car accident? But it could happen. It could happen. There's a possibility, and it's a mitzvah. Shemart is not shoseichem. There's a possibility. You have to be worried. If it's to drive yourself crazy, don't drive it. But no driving is so crazy to put on a safety belt. So just like in Gashmias, it's in Ruchnias. A person has to be worried. A person, Yaakov has to worry. Maybe Reuven will go up to Derech. It's a possibility. If I can avoid it, I gotta avoid it. Moshe has to be worried. Maybe I'm not gonna stick to the Messiah. Person can't be so overconfident. Of course, I'm a tzaddik. I'll never be nichshol. Person is mechuyev that a person has to realize that there's possibilities of even great people being nichshol, and one has to be careful. And I just wanted to end with a beautiful verse. Last time, I think it was really 2 times ago, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, we went to visit Rav Hirsch from Salbaka Shlita. And he said a beautiful part to the fellows. And I just want to say what he said. And it connects to what we just said. There's in Parshas Vayisro, it says that when Hashem's telling you about going on Har Sinai, he says that you're not allowed to go on Har Sinai until the shofar blows. When the shofar blows, Pimshocha Yogo, Hema Yadu Bahar. When the shofar blows, then you can go up. Parshat Pshat is the shofar is a siman with the Shechina left Har Sinai. So Hashem will give a siman that you can go up. So Rashi brings a turn of video that which shofar is this? It's shofar Sho Ayo Sho Yitzchak. So Rav Hirsch asked, he quoted the Mashkiach, the older Mashkiach from Lakewood, Rav Vaxvogel, that's how, that he said, that what do I need? Ayo Sho Yitzchak. All you need is a siman here. This is an alarm. This is a sign that the Shechina left Har Sinai. I need Ayo Sho Yitzchak. And a different shofar wouldn't be good. No mystical thing here. So he said, shot like this. He said, like a beautiful word. He says, human nature is that, I was saying human nature is to get nichshol because they're reckless. But he said another word. He said, human nature is a bedafka. When a person reaches a high madrega, he feels he needs, now I can take a vacation, right? Emotional. You have people that they go on a diet. What happens? They make up a mind, they're going to lose 20 pounds. And then they lose 20 pounds. Oh, I lost 20 pounds. Now I can celebrate. Now I can relax. So then, of course, he gains the 20 pounds right back. Because, you know, I'm allowed. Now I'm allowed. Once you get to your goal, a person feels, now I can relax. So he says the same thing is in Ruchnius. Human nature is when a person works hard to get to a goal, when he gets to the goal, there's a hagufa that he got to a goal causes him to go down. So he says, the Avram Avinu, the goddess of Avram Avinu is that he worked hard, Akeitas Yitzchak, Harni Sayin. He passed with flying colors. Hashem tells him, Ati Adati, whatever, that she passed. What does Avram do? Instead of taking a break, Baruch Hashem, that was so hard. I got to rest. What does he do? He goes and he has to go ahead and find the Ayo. As if he's being Makriv Yitzchak. I gotta reinforce my Madrega. I was ready to be Makriv Yitzchak. I gotta be Mechashem didn't tell him to bring the Ayo. On his own, he decided he has to be Mechazek himself. I gotta Ki'ido a Makriv Yitzchak to reinforce that Madrega of Akedas Yitzchak. So he says that shot here. Comes Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the people Klal Yisrael reached Memta Shari Kedusha. Now Har Sinai's over. The shofar is telling Klal Yisrael Har Sinai's over. So the danger is Har Sinai's over. Oh, we're going to all go down and celebrate and do who knows what kind of air is because, well, we made it. Now we can relax. So the end of Har Sinai, we do the Ayo Sho Yitzchak to tell Klal Yisrael, just like Avram Avinu, when he passed the Akedah and was over, he didn't relax. He didn't go ahead and go on vacation and say, now I can go ahead and take a break. So after Har Sinai, you can't take a break. Okay. Anyway, so it's basically, it's the same word, but it's a little bit starker. I was saying that a person can be nichshol even if you're on a high madrega, because it's always possible, and one has to be careful. And he was saying even better, that hogufa, that a person reached a high madrega, especially if it was hard work to get there, can gufa be the motivation to go ahead and do the aveira. Because you feel you're entitled to a vacation, you're entitled to a relax, which is true, a person is entitled to. But then therefore you go ahead and you feel you can go ahead, you're almost like entitled to go ahead and let your guard down and to go ahead and do things that you otherwise wouldn't do. I'm allowed to break my diet because I was so good for a whole month. So now I can surely break my diet. So therefore, obviously, the Musar Hasko is that it's the end of his mind. The long zman, it's the end of our zman in Eretz Yisrael. It's a short zman, right? But whatever it is, so the people Baruch Hashem, I believe, fellows reach, Yagata v'Nomotzosa al Taimin. So we believe that everyone had a certain amount of Yagia, and everyone had a certain amount of Motzosa. And so the question now is that you have to make sure to hold on, to be careful. A person has to make takanas, to make gedorim, the Mesiris Hasharim, in the whole Mesiris Hasharim, he has three steps. He has what the midah is, how you're kainet, and how you can lose it. because you have to know, you have to be careful to avoid being reckoned. Baruch Hashem, we were kaina, we were zeicha to be kaina certain madregas after a whole year. And now, in the Nisan comes bein asman, and for sure, we have to make sure to make the proper gedarin and protection to make sure that we shouldn't lose them.